A U.S. Department of Justice report says college women are at greater risk for sexual assault than their peers who aren't in college. UW La Crosse student advocate Ingrid Peterson says interpersonal violence like sexual assault, dating violence, and stalking are highly underreported. Peterson says many students don't realize they're victims of sexual violence.
All those things that the public believes about sexual assault, that victims sometimes ask for it with where they were, how they were dressed, what they were doing, if they were drinking alcohol. Victims have that same, they have those same beliefs that the rest of us have about those things. And so very often they immediately blame themselves when an assault has happened, thinking, I shouldn't have been there, I shouldn't have gone out with someone I didn't know well, I maybe shouldn't have been drinking alcohol.
Peterson has been on the job for less than a month. She's had a lot of requests to educate people about the subject. That's just part of her job. She also wants to become the first person students seek out when they have a problem. Peterson says college men can be victims too.
Especially in this age of drug-facilitated assaults, we sometimes see that, and again, it's very rare to have that reported.
Peterson says there were 9 reported cases of sexual assault at UW La Crosse last year. She says that's too small a number for a campus of 8,000 students, and she says there were likely a number of unreported cases. Peterson's counterparts are working at Viterbo University and Western Technical College. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.